The World Cup semifinals continue tomorrow. France, Belgium, Croatia, and England are the only teams left. The final will be on Sunday. And as we wait for that, we've got an amazing story now about a soccer ball that survived the 1986 explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger as it launched into space.
My God.
1 minute 15.
There's been an explosion.
Hours after the explosion, President Ronald Reagan spoke from the Oval Office about the 7 crew members who were killed.
We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
The new ESPN documentary Bonds of Earth focuses on one of the astronauts who was killed, Ellison Onizuka, who was given a soccer ball from his daughter's high school team to take into space. That soccer ball survived the explosion intact. Here's Onizuka's wife, Lorna, talking about the ball and her husband, who she called Elle, in the documentary.
I wouldn't have wanted to become a recovered artifact sitting in a locked vault somewhere, archived forever. If there was any speak left, Elle would have wanted it to speak.
Well, joining us now is the man behind that documentary, Max Brodsky of ESPN's E60 program. Max, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, and how did this ball survive the explosion intact?
That's a great question, and I think one that people who remember that day and remember watching it ask themselves. And the truth is, I don't have a scientific or a logical explanation for you. It was something that they found floating in a black duffel bag on the Atlantic Ocean, part of the Coast Guard search and salvage operation to look through all the wreckage. Mm-hmm. It was with Ellison's personal flight kit, and they actually recovered a few other items that he had been bringing up there with him. I know one was a lotus flower, and another one was actually a football from the University of Colorado, where he went to school.
And this ball, not just intact, there's a message on the side of it that was written at that time before the explosion that you can still read.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. And that message says, good luck, shuttle crew. And even when you touch the ball now, little flakes kind of come off in your hands and it continues to deteriorate. But hopefully now it's in a beautiful display case and the students there get to see it every day. So hopefully they'll pay closer attention now.
Well, and tell us the story a little bit more of this soccer ball. Ellison Onizuka brought this onto the Challenger for his daughter's team. His wife told you the story of how during the run-up to the launch, he'd sneak out from quarantine to watch a soccer game. This meant a lot to the family.
Yeah, it really did. And both of Ellison's daughters, Janelle and Darian, they played soccer their whole lives. Ellison was very active in the soccer program. I believe he was a charter member of the booster club for the girls' soccer team there. So he was a very familiar face around the team. And it's tradition in this area that when an astronaut goes up to space, he'll often ask organizations that are important in his life if they have any special mementos they want him to bring up. And so he went to his daughter's school, Clear Lake High School, which is about a mile down the road from Johnson Space Center in Houston. And it's really the high school where the children of astronauts go and the family of all the people who work at NASA. So it's very much a NASA high school. And so he came to the high school and said, is there anything you guys want me to bring? And his daughter suggested a soccer ball signed by her team. And so I know he picked it up a few days before heading out to the Challenger launch. And it's one of the last memories that Janelle has of her father is him coming to get that signed ball from the field.
And after it was recovered, it somehow ended up in a filing cabinet at the school.
Yeah, that's right. As with many schools, there's lots of construction going on. There's lots of turnover with the administration and with the folks who work there. And I think as time went on, it got lost in the shuffle. They have a lot of NASA memorabilia there. Again, it's kind of the NASA high school right next to the Johnson Space Center there. And so it kind of got lost in the shuffle with a lot of this memorabilia until their soccer coach found it on top of a filing cabinet back in 2000. And he actually had a very interesting connection to the ball himself.
Which was what?
Well, his name is Jared Shriver, and his father, Lauren Shriver, was an astronaut. And Lauren Shriver flew with Ellison Onizuka on Ellison's first mission. back in 1985, about a year before the Challenger. So the two families became very close. Jared was friends with Ellison's daughters, and his sister was actually on that soccer team that signed the ball. So when he found it on that filing cabinet, he said he was looking at the writing on it, couldn't really make it out, and then he sees his sister's signature, and it all kind of clicked on what this ball was, and he recognized the tremendous meaning behind it and was able to save it from potentially getting lost forever.
He calls it a national treasure. I have to wonder, though, how he would have even figured out that this ball went into space. Because if you look at it, if I were to see that ball in a file cabinet, it does say good luck. But you wonder whether it was just something that, they wrote that on because everyone was excited about the Challenger at the time.
Yeah, no, I don't even know that it says Challenger anywhere on the soccer ball. That message just says good luck shuttle crew, which could have been any crew. And so I think he had actually walked by the ball a number of times in the athletic office there before he actually even picked it up to look at it closer. And again, if he hadn't seen his sister's signature on there, I'm not sure he would have put it all together. But, he said once he saw that signature, the memory all came back.
So the principal of the school, Karen Engel, said mm-hmm. at first she didn't believe it 2 years ago when a parent emailed her about the ball, offering to build a case for it, then sent her a newspaper article about how the ball survived and was returned to the high school. Let's listen.
Well, I read that, and I walked immediately out to that ball, and it's on the bottom shelf. I sat down and just looked at it and literally started tearing up, thinking that this ball had survived that horrific accident and was sitting in our front entryway, and you didn't even know it.
You didn't even know it. This is after it had been discovered in the school, and they made a little display case for it, and people didn't even know about it.
Yeah, that's right. It sat there for maybe 15 years in a display case in a school hallway. It was on the bottom shelf there. It had a little plaque that said that it was on the Space Shuttle Challenger, but again, it was on display with a lot of other memorabilia, and probably thousands of kids used to walk by that on a weekly basis and had no idea. And so when Karen discovered the ball, again, such a small community, her husband actually works at NASA. She was talking to him about it. He mentioned an astronaut named Shane Kimbrough, who was training for his second mission up to the space station. And just like Ellison did more than 30 years ago, Shane Kimbrough came to the school and said, "Hey, is there anything you guys want me to bring up?" And this was probably a few days after Karen had discovered the ball, and she said, "How about this soccer ball from Challenger?"
So it went back into space.
It did. It did. 30-plus years after it was supposed to.
So in this documentary, you show that video of the ball in zero gravity up in the International Space Station, and you talk to Lorna, the wife of Ellison Onizuka, about what that meant to her, to see that ball floating in the International Space Station.
For me, it was a little bit of an old ache that comes back. But at the same time, it's all the feelings that I felt when Al flew. Happy, gratified, thankful, very thankful that it's finally made its way to where Al would have wanted it to go.
It's finally made its way to where Al would have wanted it to go. So where's the ball now?
So the ball is now very prominently displayed just inside the main entrance of Clear Lake High School. It's in a big new glass case with a picture of the Challenger flight crew. It's got a little plaque that says the original date that it was supposed to go up to space, when it actually did, and then when it was dedicated back to the school this past fall. So it's something I think the students are much more aware of and that they display very proudly in the school.
Yeah, it says three locations and dates: Space Shuttle Challenger, January 28, 1986, International Space Station, October 19, 2016, Clear Lake High School, November 3, 2017.
Yeah, an amazing journey to get to those three spots.
That's ESPN's Max Brodsky, who produced Bonds of Earth, which is a feature about the soccer ball that survived the Challenger explosion. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate you having me.
And you can see that soccer ball and watch the documentary at hereandnow.org.